national Dalit Solidarity Network here.
Thank you, Chair, Madam Chair. I am Advocate Sundar Saini from Nepal, delegate of International Solidarity Network and founder of the Global Legal Defense Fund. I speak on behalf of the Dalit Civil Society of Nepal. Dalit communities, especially Dalit young women and Madhesi women, face multiple layers of discrimination, excluding them from the public and political life, decision-making process, and youth leadership. Hate speech, both offline and online, exacerbated their marginalization. These discriminations violate Nepalese constitution with guarantee inclusion and breaches of international human rights standard. Immediately action need to ensure their rights and representation. I recommend the following. One, political party should promote gender-based candidates from the Dalit community in direct election from the local to federal level. Second, Nepal must be implement business and human rights policy focusing on minorities' rights on the Dalit communities are considered major stakeholders. Effectively and enforce caste-based discrimination and untouchability act to be in caste-based practice. Ensure at least two or Dalit are including in every provincial to federal council of minister. Promote and ensure Dalit communities' leadership role in every public space. The internal political party, national commissioner, judiciary body, and other ambassador and the institutional appointment. Argue the government of Nepal to exhibit investigation and ensure accountability for the perpetrator through the dedicated fast-track mechanism to address long-standing human rights violation case, including the Ajit Mizar case. Thank you for the International Dalit Solidarity Network and OSCHR for this global platform prospective empire for the rights of marginalized community. Thank you, Madam Chair.